Hello and welcome to another sci-fi short where I try and break down a concept or topic into a really short and concise video. Today we're going to be discussing another meme. Now, this meme, if taken as I think it ought to be taken, can be seen as a funny meme, but unfortunately it seems to be one that is actually taken very seriously, so I feel like we should address some of the issues with it. Bad atheist memes. Santa versus God. We atheists have a number of things in our tool belts, and one of those things is memes. Many of these memes are oversimplifications or just flat out wrong, so I thought I would create a series to address some of our worst memes and explain why they are so bad. Santa versus God. It's one of the worst comparisons I see us atheists making, as in comparing God to Santa or any other mythological character. I'm sure you've seen this particular meme or various variations from it. It's a terrible take. I do understand the reasons comparisons like this start. Many of us atheists regard both Santa and God as myths, which is fine, but what's not fine is that's where the comparison ought to stop. Unfortunately, as you saw from that previous image, it isn't. The image and most of the comparisons refer to the Abrahamic or Omni-God, so that is what I'll be using for this show. So the first one is all-knowing and omnipresent. God is a metaphysical being said to be the all-powerful, all-knowing, loving creator of the universe, humans, and morality. Santa is a physical being based on a human, that's St. Nicholas, and has been turned into a character that once a year travels the world on a sled, giving presents to good children. Kind of different, right? So, belief. Children believe in Santa, but as they grow up, they learn he isn't real and is just a story based on St. Nicholas. Billions of people believe in various gods, and the majority believe in some version of the Abrahamic deity. Intelligence should not come into play with beliefs in a deity. There are a ton of dumb atheists and bright theists. The God character forms the central part of religion with a ton of stories around the belief. There is no religion of Santa. Santa Claus is not a religious figure or symbol. Santa is an amalgam of a little bit of Christianity, a little bit of pre-Christian paganism, and a whole lot of modern secular myth-making. Morality. God is the arbiter of morality and provides strict rules to follow. Santa judges if you are naughty or nice without providing a standard. God casts you to hell or heaven. Santa gives you coal or a present. God keeps no physical list. He knows everything. Santa keeps a physical list. So, evidence. Regardless of if you agree with the evidence or find it strong or convincing, there is evidence for both characters. For God, there is the holy books and various logical arguments, and for Santa, we have presents that arrive, the stories, the fact cookies and milk are gone in the morning, and yes, we learn this was all our parents, but at the time we knew no better. These things raise the probability of Santa existing. For more info about evidence, check out the sci-fi short on the matter. Sacrifices. Now this is a weird one. It says demand sacrifices, tithes, or cookies. Where God did demand sacrifices in the Bible, he doesn't ask anywhere near as much now. There are still certain things asked for by God, but he does not demand cookies. Santa does not demand any sacrifice. The cookies are not a demand, they are to be nice. In fact, they were originally for a feast of jolly old Saint Nick on December the 6th. Children would leave food and drink for the saint and his attendants, and these offerings would be exchanged for gifts overnight. Makes sense. So in this, they're saying that it makes no sense in any way, shape or form. And actually, in a way, both make sense. I do not believe either of them and think that especially with the Abrahamic deity, there are a lot of logical inconsistencies, but that doesn't mean they have no explanatory power. For a child, it very much makes sense that these presents have been delivered by Santa. I think it's silly to say they make no sense, even if we can point out some issues with both. They at least make some sense, not none at all. So in summary, whilst you might believe both Santa and God are myths or beings with magical powers, when you break it down, they're really different characters. If you're trying to convince someone they have an erroneous belief, condescending to them won't get you very far. If you're trying to convince a theist they are wrong, then treating their belief as nothing more than a young child's fantasy will not gain you any favour. Question why you're having these conversations, and if you're just making fun of theists, consider you're essentially bullying, and that isn't a good look for us atheists. Now, I know that, you know, I skimmed over a hell of a lot. There's a lot more that could be said about this topic. In fact, Bearded Heretic has done a much longer video on the topic. If you'd like to check that out, I'll put a link to this at the end. And I just have a lot of trouble with us making these assertions. They can be fun for a giggle and, oh, look at these similarities. Oh, so silly. You know, fine. Not a problem, but actually using them as a serious argument, there are so many better arguments against God's existing. The other thing that I find interesting is we often compare Santa and God and things like that, but Santa, you know, whilst based on a real character, is an imaginary being. But if you're saying they're the same, that means God is an imaginary being, right? That's fine. If you think God is an imaginary being, that means that he has no objective reality, therefore he doesn't exist, and therefore you don't only lack a belief in God, you believe God does not exist. Equally, if you're saying, no, that's wrong, I only lack belief in both of them, really, you only lack belief in Santa? What's wrong with you? Anyway, that's the end of this sci-fi short. Hopefully you've found it somewhat informative. As I said, I will post a video to Luke's video on the matter. And if you're interested in finding out about this topic in more detail, hopefully that will help you out.